Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Disappointed with the weather wizards. They were talking about snow last weekend. Didn't happen.
Oh, McKay, that is just
that?
Fine. We need to take those real estate pictures. We need to take that drone footage. I can do without the snow for now. That just means I have to redo it all.
Yeah, but it covers up the yard.
Oh, fine, McKay. I'll let you have a little bit of fun, but hopefully it comes and then it's gone. We have with us in the studio our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow at Home Street. Mike, how's everything going?
I'm in the studio, so we shouldn't have any technical difficulties
week. Yeah, we did last week a little bit, but the holidays and travel and everything that goes on, sometimes it's a little tough to get us all wrangled up here in the same spot, but things are going well.
Yeah, I wrapped a good amount of presents last weekend.
Wow.
We're getting our tree this weekend, so this is the first time I think I had about 8 to 10 presents just in the living room with no tree. And but there's Rebecca at my office. I got to tell you the quick story. Rebecca at my office got 3 kids at home. She wrapped all the presents for her and her husband and just put to him from me or to me from him on all of them, but they're actually the kids' presents.
Oh.
But she just did that to mess with her kids.
that is awesome. I love it. Well, I absolutely love where our office is off of Gage, but I will tell you, I gauged how close we're getting to Christmas by how long it takes me to turn left onto Gage.
So no pun intended with the Gage, G-A-U-G-E.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it is definitely around mall and retail area, a little more traffic the next couple weeks. But we'll take it for the convenience factor. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And this week from NorwalkReflector.com as the source here, we've got a listing. Robert Redford recently celebrated his 82nd birthday and announced his retirement as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about on the show, major life changes are usually followed by a real estate change. And he has lived for a long time. He's had a residence out in Napa Valley, and they've decided to put that wine country retreat on the market, priced at $7.5 million. So It is absolutely, it's on 10 acres. It's got an amazing view, 5,200 square foot main house and studio guest house. It said in the article that he will be moving closer to family. So there you have it. And this
motivated
place,
seller.
Motivated seller looking to potentially sell. And that Mike brings up a great point, and it's actually probably one of the biggest questions that we're getting right now. The weather gets a little bit colder, and maybe like McKay said, we need the snow to cover up the brown yards. But one of the questions that we're getting a lot right now is, when should I put my house on the market? So as we talked about, for instance, at the beginning, earlier in the year, we look at these cycles, and Mike and I were talking about this. The beginning of the year, you've got a big spike of activity in June. Because why, Mike?
It's getting out of school.
Okay, people are getting out of school, and they say, let's make the move before school starts and do it over the summer. And then we see people go ahead and settle down and they get the kids in school. And they, in September, we get another kind of spike where people are like, gosh, this...
We didn't do it over the summer.
We didn't do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. We used that pool for the last time. And, you know, now I'm just done over it. Let's go ahead and make the move now. Well, the same type of thing starts to happen right now to where we have a lot of people. Christmas is coming up and they're putting up those decorations, and all of a sudden they look around and they realize, wait a minute, no, the kids have all moved out. They've all gone to college, and yeah, and this will be the last Christmas that they're coming home, and then after that, why do we have this big, huge house anymore?
Well, and a lot of them say, you know, we were talking about this last March. Yeah. Why? How are we still in this house in December, and we didn't do anything?
Absolutely. And then a lot of people this time of year start to write down their New Year's resolutions. In fact, we always do a big show on that. Mm-hmm. Might even be our next show. I'm going to have to look at our schedule where we do a planning show and we talk about goal setting and resolutions every year. But as people start to do that, they start to formulate that idea, and they're like, "Geez, we didn't do it this last year. We said we were going to. Let's go ahead and recommit and get this on the market." So we've been, over the last couple weeks, really busy doing a lot of market analysis. People have been talking about the new year, potentially later next year, interest rates starting, you know, continuing to rise. All predictions say they'll rise a little bit more than continued price, you know, appreciation, but not sure how much. So a lot of people are like, gosh, it's been really, really good. Maybe we try to get the home on the market. So we're going out, we're doing these market analysis now. And what's nice about that is we can really lay the groundwork for some of the stuff you need to do if you want to have the house on the market in January, or maybe you shoot for the 1st of February. I always say, like in the Tri-Cities, if there's not snow on the ground in January, and it's hit or miss, we just, you know, we never know around here. I mean, 2 years ago, we had Snowmageddon, you mm-hmm. know, and then the previous 4 years, barely any. And so if there's not snow on the ground in January, our spring market here usually starts the 1st of February. It's just people are hipped up and excited and get those first couple sunny days, and we didn't have the snow. It starts a month earlier. So if you want to be ready, then we're going out, we're evaluating what's going on with properties. We're saying, gosh, you know, you need to repaint these two bedrooms. I mean, teal green was awesome for your kid before they moved away and went to college. Not so awesome right now. So can we do some painting projects in here? Can we do some small updates that give a big return? You know, for instance, we have a lot of people and they're like, oh gosh, you know, I had a brass fixture and brass cabinet poles, and I want to go through and I want to put new cabinet poles and put in new faucets to just kind of freshen things up. So there's a couple items like that that we're doing in these walkthroughs to say, yeah, you need to do A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. Holidays, time off coming up, great time to be looking at doing that, getting anything you needed ordered now. And then we can make those updates so that you're ready to hit the market right when it breaks out to that spring market. And honestly, right now, once again, You know, going through the Tri-City MLS and the statistics, is the inventory trended backwards, back down a little bit. You know, we had hit 725 and we were getting up to a higher number than we had seen, but seasonally, that number comes back a little bit in the winter. And so we saw last month that number dip back down into the high 600s, which is still extremely low for our historical amount of inventory that we've carried.
And Lance, another thing I was thinking is just, those are all great things. I was thinking of the people that all of a sudden, you know, we have a need to sell now. You know, and you're doing some of these market analysis. The buyers that I'm dealing with now, if you're looking to buy in December and November, December, January, it's because you need to.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so it's a different buyer, a different motivation, probably less buyers, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But a motivated buyer rather than the one that's saying, oh, well, I'll just throw out all these low bids because I can wait. Well, people just typically don't do that in the winter.
Yeah, generally, because I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, number one, it's, you know, 24 freaking degrees out there. So it's not near as fun to be running around looking at different houses or walking around the outside of the houses. Also, we're dealing with a lot of corporate transfers right now.
I was just going to say, you've got relocation. Yep. Those people come in, they get corporate housing for a short amount of time, And during that time, they're out looking for something to buy.
Absolutely. Three of eight or nine appointments we were on in the last week and a half, corporate transfers to where they're making those decisions right now for the new fiscal year starting. So we're seeing the movement of those employees around. Well, those are motivated buyers. They're coming. They have a new job.
And they, so, they have to get a house or they're going into an apartment. One of the two.
Absolutely. So those are just some of the tips of why you would consider getting your house on the market and what you need to do to have the house ready to sell in January in our winter market. When we come back from our break, we'll take a look at some new properties that we have listed and get an additional update from Mike Denslow at Home Street.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about the local real estate market, what's going on, and just a little bit of prep for what you can be doing to be ready to either buy or sell during the winter months. I mean, it's one of those things where the market just doesn't shut down. And especially, I know, much to McKay's dismay, we have not had, you know, enough snow for him yet. But much, you know, to my appreciation, we haven't had very much snow. So I'm excited not to have to deal with as much of it. But the market's been staying steady. There is a little less inventory and a little less number of home sales pending. But those are seasonal things that happen this time of year. It's a little bit harder to get some of that stuff ready, but there's a lot of bonuses that come along with transacting during the winter months. Mike, what's the update with Home Street? What do people need to know? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm seeing just all sorts of different kinds of things going on with us. I was talking during the break about, you know, the most recent closings we had a new construction one that started in February, March last year and just got done this week, and they're moving in this weekend. And then I had another one, some retirees moving up here to be near family, that we closed in just over 3 weeks. So we still see everything. And then I'm seeing a lot of younger buyers that just don't know what they don't know. And those are always fun because you get to explain the whole process and you get to explain why 5% down might be better for them than 3% down, or why conventional is better than FHA. I really like that education piece. And if people listen to the show before, I'm always kind of preaching that. And then we've got people who are looking like, yeah, I want to buy something next year. I'm self-employed. So, okay, well, let's look at those tax returns for last year. I'm going to have to file my returns for next, you know, in February or March. And let's talk about if what that looks like from an income standpoint. Can you handle the payment? It's everything every week, Lance. You know, it's a fun job because it's never the same.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you do see, you do see a lot of very, very different things in our business. And I would, you know, normally save this for the Halloween show, but I mean, just an example, like the first thing that pops to my top of my head is we had a we had a house sale where it had sold and it had been months later, and the other buyer's agent called us. It was not from our office, and she was just like, we have some questions about some spirits that we've been seeing in the house.
What?
yeah. And so I, you know, it's not that I don't believe that. I believe that could possibly totally be the case. I've just never experienced that myself. But I just shook my head a little bit and said, only in my business would I get. That was not the call that I was expecting to get next. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that comes up. And I like what you said about you don't know what you don't know. It was a great reminder for me this week. We had our state audit, Washington State. Our license in real estate is regulated by the Department of Licensing. And so we have surprise audits in our business, and they come through and they pick out, they show up unannounced and they pick out random files, and then they go through and audit your files and make sure that you're following the letter of the law and following the contract. And it was just a good reminder for our team and myself. We're still in business. Everything's fine. and so, but there was a couple things. There was one or two things where it was like there are hundreds and hundreds of details. And having, and I thought to myself, wow, you're right. People don't know what they don't know. And there's so many terms in that contract that, you know, one term specifies a date for another notice to be delivered. And if that notice isn't delivered at that time, then that contract could become void, or it could become voidable. And so knowing what those contract terms are, and then making sure you have all of that in your file is quite an experience. But it was awesome at the same time to know that the way we have things set up, I have such an amazing team and closing coordinators that track all of this, and some very sophisticated electronic tracking systems that we've invested thousands and thousands of dollars in that make it easy for us to go back over the course of a year, pick out random files, and then immediately have all of that information available. That takes a lot of work and a lot of attention to detail. So it was also a testament, you know, the part that I liked about having that done and looking at that is it's a testament to our systems and our staff and how they're managing all of those details.
Well, I when people say why should we use HomeStreet? And I start talking about, we've closed more loans than anyone else in town the last 3 years, and haven't seen the numbers for 2018 yet, but I expect that we'll do it again for 18. And it's not to brag, but it's experience. You know, there is so many different things that happen on your side and on our side that we've seen that, you know, if you're on an 800 number, you don't know if they've seen any of these same things, especially specific to our area. And I always go back to when, you know, if the surgery analogy, if you're going to have a surgery, do you want to know that, you know, that this person has done a lot of surgeries like this rather than just, can you imagine doing a consult over the phone? Yeah, and you, just
absolutely. Yeah, you just wouldn't do it. You know, you would be like, I think I need to come in and see you and make sure. And so you're exactly right, and that's a good analysis. And then we also have the ability early to troubleshoot problems that are coming up. A lot of the tools that we use and the addendums that we use and the additional terms in the contract are specialty tools that we can use to force information delivery early on in a transaction. And when we do that, we find out where there might be a problem, and then that gives us time to address it so we can still hit our closing date on time, which I know is a big thing for you guys at HomeStreet.
Yeah, the experience factor, I've been thinking about this for a while and trying to explain the experience factor. And what you're trying to do is, we're not saying something's going to go wrong, but with experience, we're limiting that possibility.
Yeah.
Right? By a client choosing Kenmore Team, HomeStreet, you're not eliminating that possibility, but you're seriously reducing it. And by going elsewhere, by going online, by doing any of these other things, not having your own representation, all those type of things, you're increasing the chance that something could go wrong. Whereas we're saying, hey, why not use the experienced people, and we're going to be looking out for you.
Absolutely, Mike. That's a really, really good point. Another thing that we did this week, it's that time of year for the holiday season, and one of the things that we like to do every year is we host a party for the other real estate agents in town. And a lot of times people say, wait a minute, why would you do this? And so we always like to think a little bit differently and a little bit outside of the box. But really what happens is for our sellers, and we fully believe that when we list your home And we're representing that to the market. Yes, our audience is the perfect buyer for your house out there that we're trying to find. But sometimes the fastest and best way to that buyer is through a real estate agent that has a buyer that is looking. And maybe they haven't seen all the homes, or maybe they're not on the MLS every day. So our audience is also the other realtors in town that are bringing their buyers to our listings. Number one is we always want to be professional and courteous, and we want to make it easy for people to sell our listings. So that agent knows when they're dealing with us, they can expect honesty and integrity, a smoother transaction. Well, we also like to take that to the next level. So what we do is every time there's a transaction done with the Kenmore team, we take the other agent that is co-oping that, and we have a party at the end of the year.
All right, explain, slow down. I know what you're talking about.
I said co-oping.
Yeah, explain.
So if we have a listing and another agent from Windermere or Century 21 or Coldwell Banker brought us the buyer, that is the co-op agent. So the agent that brought the buyer and wrote the offer on that listing. So to thank them around Christmas, we have a commission giveaway party. And what we do is we take a portion of our commissions and we give away three big checks. So like $2,500 extra. So we're really giving them back additional commission on that transaction. Well, we like that because all of the sudden they start to pay attention to Kenmore team listings that come on the market. And that's our goal for our sellers, is have the other agents see your home, bring buyers to your home.
Boy, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of fun. It's also a way for us to say thank you for people out there in the community, but it's also a step for us to provide a superior level of service to our sellers that you just can't buy that type of advertising. At the same time, we're very thankful for those other professionals in the industry. And it also, when we have a buyer that we bring to a listing of another firm, we want that other firm to know that we're here to, you know, yes, we're here to get the best possible deal for our buyer, but we're also here to be professional and competent, and you're going to get a contract that you know is filled out correctly and somebody that's following through with Mike at Home Street and checking up with the lender. And that's a terrible example because we don't have to check up with him, but it's the other 25 that we have to check up with all year. And so it was a great time, fantastic time. There's some amazing agents in this community that we get to do business with. With that being said, I do have a pick three. Like I said, there's less competition right now. So for sellers wanting to look to go on the market, here's one. Pick number one, 311 Paradise Drive. And that's not Paradise out in West Richland like you're thinking. This is Paradise Drive out in Burbank. Mm. And so Paradise Drive out there, this home has unobstructed views of the Snake River. It's a custom-built four-bedroom, three-bath home that sets up on the bluff over the Snake River. 2,600 square feet, just right on over 2,600 square feet. Big tiled entryway, absolutely gorgeous English hardwood floors, engineered hardwood floors, 13-foot ceilings, cozy fireplace, absolutely dream kitchen, tile floors, slab granite counters. You can just sit back and take in the views of that river. I mean, it's breathtaking. It absolutely was built to showcase the river views. Down in the lower level, you've also got a family room, a fourth bedroom, a full bath, tons of storage. So this is coming on the market at $445,000. So to get, you know, basically on the river, you know, for that price point is awesome.
I just talk to people all the time that are moving here from other places, and still, I know we've had the appreciation,
yes,
but still.
Yeah. River views at 445 under 500. I know it's awesome. So really, really great one. Definitely check that one out. Pick number two, South Richland, 913 Tomich. This is a great rambler. 2240 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a den, plus extra parking for RV or toy trailer. Great layout, formal living room, office, formal dining room, plus a huge kitchen. Super comfortable oversized family room. You've got a bay window, propane stove, awesome relaxing master suite with its access out to a patio, and then you got a fully fenced backyard. This puts you in the Richland School District, White Bluffs Elementary, and you've got easy access to not only those schools but shopping, freeway access, and that's priced at $330,000. So, and you get all that development that's going on in Queensgate out there in South Richland, you know, new stores being built, new buildings going on out there, and that puts you right in the heart of it at $330,000. Pick number three, 8013 Canyon Drive in Pasco, 3-bed, 2-bath, West Pasco Rambler, right near the school and parks, 1216 square feet. Open concept with vaulted ceilings. Master suite has dual closets. So you get vinyl siding. So you got low maintenance vinyl siding on this place and another big, fully fenced backyard. That's the price point that's hard to find in Tri-Cities right now, $230,000.
You better check and see if it's still available.
Absolutely. As of printing time of this yesterday, it was. If you have any questions about any of those listings, go to kenmoreteam.com. Actually, not mentioned on the last show, kenmoreteam.com, after 3 months of working and late nights and editing and changing, completely updated new searching platform, new website.
Awesome.
Completely revamped. You can set up automatic searches with more criteria than we've ever had available. We spent a ton of time and money, unfortunately for me, on development so that you could get the search criteria that most of our clients, a lot of these big sites like Zillow, you can put in beds, baths, and maybe garage or age. Now, we've gone down and broken that down on our site and added the majority of the criteria that agents use, and we've allowed the consumer to have access to that now. Wow. So go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a quick message, sign up for automatic alerts. You can send us a contact request there. And Mike, if people have financing questions, how can they get to you?
572-3651.
All right, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.